Well, let's move on to another Massachusetts mayor who's made some news recently, New Bedford Mayor John Mitchell. According to a study released on Monday by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, New Bedford experienced the biggest decline in its unemployment rate of any metro area in the country. The unemployment rate was cut almost in half in just 1 year, down from 6.5% in November 2015 to 3.7% in November 2016. And Mayor John Mitchell joins us now. Welcome back to the show.
It's great to be back, Magna.
So how'd you do it?
You know, any elected official has any sense of shame will acknowledge that there are many factors behind a drop of an unemployment like that. But, you know, and some of it has to do with government. Some of it has to do with, you know, the readiness of the private sector here to invest and to embrace the opportunities that we have. And by that, I mean, you know, the drop in unemployment here has been evident across the economy. As you know, New Bedford's the largest commercial fishing port in the United States, and there's been a lot of growth and diversification here in that sector, especially in the processing side of that industry.
But, mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've also seen it in our manufacturers, some of the household name manufacturers that your listeners might be familiar with, like Joseph Abboud Suits and Titleist Golf Balls have been doing very well. But we've also seen it in some other sectors. We have a nascent technology industry here, especially in the area of the Internet of Things, which is one of the more cutting-edge industries that's going to emerge in the next few years, as well as small businesses across the board. I mean, New Bedford has a major restaurant scene now that seemingly is begetting more restaurants every month or so in our downtown, and so that's become a real thing for us and is generating jobs. And, you know, the thing that's noteworthy about the data that emerged from that was released by the Department of Labor this week is that this is the second time that this has happened to New Bedford in the last
mm-hmm.
3 years. In 2014, New Bedford was in the same position, number one out of some 370 or so metro areas around the country.
Which is why I was hoping you were going to say that you have some like special sauce that you could bottle and send around to other struggling communities.
Well, I wish. You know, here's the challenge. The challenge is, you know, it's great for an elected official, and believe me, I think we've done a good job setting the right conditions for business growth here, and have run city government in a transparent way and a plan well, and that's all necessary. But, you know, what I'm trying to do is for our metro area, for greater New Bedford, set us up well for the long run, and that means more good planning, more infrastructure investment, and more institution building in the city, and that's really the key.
Well, you know, I love good news, and so I've been having a great time talking with you about this so far. But let me get serious on you here, okay? Because
all right, I'm ready.
For example, of course, as you know, the state's unemployment rate is a very low 2.9%. But when you look more broadly in terms of folks around Massachusetts who are either underemployed or who have just stopped looking entirely because they're just dropped out of the labor force, that puts Massachusetts' rate up at 7.7%. And I say that in terms of asking you, like, are the kind of jobs, you touched on this before, but are the kind of jobs that New Bedford has and is growing the kind that are good for all residents? Are they fully employed to the best of their ability or what they want to be working at?
So I guess the answer is yes to your first question, no to your second. By that, I mean that we have... So when you see a drop in unemployment, however much, it's a function of, you know, ordinarily more jobs, but also some people dropping out of the labor force. And, you know, we do have here in New Bedford a problem with the skills gap. I mean, I think there's been a debate nationally whether there is such a thing as a skills gap. I believe there is, and I know that, at least here, because I see is a very low unemployment rate, yet lots and lots of job postings on the one hand, and lots of folks who have checked out of the labor force on the other. And we have a number of folks, have a cohort of newer immigrants who have some language barriers that are keeping them from getting the kinds of jobs they want. We also have, you know, a cohort of adults who dropped out of high school and who've not kept their skills up to be competitive.
Right, and addressing that addressing that skills gap, as you're talking about, is one of the key things to making any community sort of immune to the boom and bust cycles that the economies can go through. So how are you doing that?
Yeah, indeed it is. So, you know, we're doing it in a number of ways, and some subtle, some more direct. We're investing a lot in workforce development, and the area that we're concentrating in is just really in the area of just basic skills, basic language skills, basic math and technical skills, and frankly, basic soft skills, you know, how to put together a resume, how to show up for a job reliably on time, how to work together in a team setting. I mean, these things, lots of folks take those skills for granted, but they're very real for a lot of folks who are trying to get jobs. The other thing that we do struggle with, and I think we're not unique in this way, is that there's a segment of the adult population that has issues with drug use, right? Mm-hmm. So we have some folks who, you know, try to get jobs and they can't pass a drug test. Now, I don't think we have the incidence of that, is, I don't think, any greater in New Bedford than anywhere else. But, you know, these are folks, especially, you know, as the nation is coping with an opioid crisis, there's something else to consider. As we think about ways of getting people who have drug issues back on track, this is where the rubber hits
right.
the road.
Well, John Mitchell is mayor of New Bedford, Massachusetts, and as we said, they have cut the unemployment rate in New Bedford from 6.5% down to 3.7% in just a year, November to November 2015 to 2016. Mayor Mitchell, it's always great to have you on the show. Thanks so very much.
Always great to be with you, Meghna.
We'll be back in a moment. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.